I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We'll see a sky becoming sunny today, but temperatures right around where we are. Expect northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles an hour and gusts as high as 25, making it feel cooler throughout the day. Many local incumbents will face a primary challenge in next year's elections. The official ballot won't be ready for several more weeks, but as candidates threw their hats into the ring before yesterday's deadline, lots of new names were added to the list. In congressional races, incumbent Republican Mike Bost faces a challenge from Preston Nelson of Benton. Three Democrats are also hoping to unseat him. Republican John Shimkus is so far unopposed in the primary, but two Democrats are seeking their party's nomination to challenge him. In races for state Senate and state representative, three Republicans are hoping to win the race for Senator Kyle McCarter's old seat. Meanwhile, there are GOP primaries in nearly every state House race in our region. Southern Illinois' First Judicial Circuit will also see numerous changes, as there are six vacancies on next year's ballot. And this is the first year for regional school superintendents to run in their newly consolidated districts. You can see a list of the races at our website, WSIUnews.org. Yesterday, she made it official as Governor Bruce Rauner drew an opponent for next year's Republican primary. Brian Mackey has more.
State Representative Jeannie Ives says the first-term incumbent has been a letdown.
He's betrayed our party. And you know what? You cannot buy back trust after a betrayal.
Among other issues, Ives points to Rauner's signature on legislation adding legal protections for immigrants who are in the country illegally. Rauner, however, was dismissive of Ives' candidacy.
It's part of the process. You get some fringe elements or whatever coming in as part of a campaign. And these things happen.
Rauner ignored at least four follow-up questions about just how Ives is a fringe candidate. He also refused to commit to debating her before the primary election. I'm Brian Mackey.
And as the candidates were filing their last-minute petitions yesterday, the state capitol was evacuated by a bomb threat. Illinois Secretary of State spokesman Dave Drucker says five police dogs were used to search the state house and says the all-clear came nearly 3 hours after the initial threat.
The call came in about 2:30 to the Secretary of State's office, and the people immediately contacted the SOS police, who began immediate evacuation of the building. So we're glad to report no injuries, nobody hurt, and the building's reopened and nothing was found.
The incident follows a series of bomb threats called into Springfield schools over the past several months as well. City leaders across the state joined together to raise the official Illinois bicentennial flag yesterday. On December 3rd, 1818, Illinois was admitted as the 21st state. The flag raising yesterday was repeated in scores of towns and cities across Illinois. There are numerous events planned throughout the next year to celebrate the bicentennial.